Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Jesus. This is the IGC Orokam, where the distribution of things are happening directly to widows and to people during the Christmas. I just saw the soffit of that decking right now. The engineer has to take a look at that because the camera just brought up something. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Very, very quickly, Psalm 34 and in verse 1. This is the service before Christmas Day. And we are going to be looking at a very, very serious subject that we had started considering from the beginning of the month. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This morning, I want to speak on the subject, strategic praise. Strategic praise. And the objective of this is to understand the dimensions of praise that are strategic and definite enough to produce definite, drastic results. Want to understand dimensions of praise that are strategic and definite enough to produce drastic and definite results. By way of introduction, there are two facts that we have established throughout the month. First, that man, we were both created and redeemed for the praise of our Maker. We were both created and then redeemed for the praise of our Maker. God created man and later on redeemed man for his praise. In Isaiah 43 and in verse 21, he said, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise." I formed them. I created them to show forth my praise. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9, he said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." I called you out of darkness into my marvelous light. Verse 10. To show. Alright, verse 9. That you should show forth the praises of him. The praises of him. So man was both created and redeemed for the praise of God. Secondly, second thing established already is that we gain access into the presence of God through the action of thanksgiving and praise. We gain access into the presence of God through the action of thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 100 and in verse 4, Psalm 100 and in verse 4, the Bible said, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." We gain access into his presence with the, through the action of thanksgiving and praise. And Psalm 95 and in verse 2. Psalm 95 and in verse 2. "Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms." The summary of all of this is that praise is a regular feature of the Christian life.
Summary also is,
praise is a regular feature of church service. Very regular.
It's a regular feature of the Christian's life.
It's a regular feature of church service.
Now hear this. This is where I am going. However, beyond the general aspects of praise, there are specific, strategic, dynamic dimensions. Please, I'd like you to note the words I'm using. I'm using them deliberately. Apart from the general praise, there are specific, strategic, and dynamic dimensions of praise that amplify the effect of praise and deliver definite, drastic, proven results. I will go over it again. Apart from the general aspects of praise, there are specific, strategic, dynamic dimensions. That is, apart from the praise we sing in church, apart from the one you may sing when you feel like, there are specific, strategic, and dynamic dimensions of praise that amplify the effect of praise and deliver results that are definite, drastic, and proven. These are the dimensions we want to look at. These specific, strategic, dynamic dimensions. They are specific because they are targets, they are focused. They are strategic because they carry a wisdom dimension. They are dynamic because of their explosivity. And they produce results that cannot be denied. What are these dimensions? Number one is praising and sacrifice. That is not just praising, but combining praise with sacrifice. It is specific. It is strategic. It is dynamic. Praising and sacrifice. Beloved, praise can become explosive when it is combined with sacrifice. Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. The Bible said, offer unto God thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a department of praise. And pay thy vows, that is sacrifice, unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. We saw Jonah in the belly of the fish. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. That is the department of praise. And I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And after that, the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited Jonah out upon the dry land. That is praise that has been combined and amplified with sacrifice. Psalm 54, verse 6, all the way to verse 7. He said, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. I will sacrifice, number one. And I will praise, number two. I'm putting these two together. And then verse 7 will happen. He said, for he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen his desire upon my enemies. Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. We are seeing again the combination of praise and sacrifice. The voice of joy and the voice of gladness. The voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at the first, saith the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise
into the house of the Lord.
Anybody know this song? That is,
as we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving, as we offer up to you the sacrifices of praise.
Lord, I am dropping this sacrifice on the altar for this and for that. And I am doing it for the next 7 days. I will just be praising you. I won't ask for nothing. I will just be praising and celebrating. I will just be thanking you. I will just be loving you. Beloved, when these two are combined, it's like a dynamite and a detonator. What do you expect? Number one, drastic divine intervention. Praising with sacrifice secures drastic divine intervention in trouble. You lay a sacrifice and you match it with praise. It secures drastic divine intervention in trouble. Call unto me in the time of trouble. Offer sacrifices. Pay your vow. Give the Lord thanks. That was what we read in Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. Psalm 50 verse 14 and 15. You can just place the scripture. Drastic divine intervention in trouble. Number two, or second, praising with sacrifice guarantees the turnaround of captivity. We saw that in Jeremiah 33 and in verse 11. The turnaround of captivity. That is, this person's life has been in captivity. He just turns. Jonah was in captivity in the belly of the fish. He combined those two. He just turned. You know, applied revelation. When you get revelation of the scripture and you apply it, that is what secures divine manifestation. Applied. So, the first dimension of this specific, strategic, dynamic dimension of praise is praising with sacrifice. Number two is praising with fasting. Many of us know what we call fasting and praying, but not many people have understood fasting and praising. Are you fasting? Yes. What is your prayer point? Praise. Hey! In Acts chapter 13 verse 1, Acts of the Apostles chapter 13 and in verse 1, he said, now, there were in the church that was at Antioch prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord, the word ministered is translated as they worshipped, as they worshipped, as they worshipped, as they worshipped, and fasted. These people were not fasting because they were having a prayer request. They were fasting and worshiping. As they fasted and worshipped, the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them. It was not a fasting and a prayer. It was a fasting and a worship. If you look at Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2, on the top of that psalm, I wish that they can place it for us. I think it was a psalm of David when he ran away from Saul. Psalm in the wilderness. Does anybody have the rugged Bible there? Because most times they will title the psalm and just confirm that for me. It was a psalm in the middle of a fast. And you know that the psalm is a song. So look at how he was singing. Psalm 63, verse 1.
O Lord, thou alone art my God. Lord, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, O Lord. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where there is no other Lord. Let me see your glory and glory as seen in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water, Lord. Let me see your power and glory as in.
He may have sung it in another tune, but it was a song. O Lord, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee is that hunger that drives us into a fast. My flesh longeth for thee is the physical bodily hunger now. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. So David was at a point where he wasn't drinking water. He was in a fast, a soul hunger and a physical hunger. And what is it? To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Beloved, you've known fasting and prayer. Try fasting and praising. Just one of these days, just one day. Maybe for a start. Lord, I am just praising you the whole of today. I'm not eating. Let me just praise you the whole of today and worship you and just fast and praise. Let me just fast and love you. What is the outcome of fasting and praising? Two things I'll say. Number one, praising with fasting opens, or rather, praising with fasting connects man with divine direction unto the fulfillment of purpose and destiny. It connects man with divine direction unto the fulfillment of purpose and destiny. Praising with fasting. Let me say it like this. Praising with fasting literally opens up a man's destiny. It opens up. It connects man with divine direction unto the fulfillment of purpose and destiny. That was what happened. In Acts chapter 13 verse 1 and 2, they were just praising and they were just fasting. And suddenly God said, Paul and Barnabas, you know what? I have an assignment for you. And in this climate, I want to make it known. In case, Lord, what direction do you have for me? What is my purpose on the earth? What is my life's assignment? Start and do what Paul and Barnabas did. Praise with a fast. Ola, ola. Number two, praising with fasting is key into the world of power and glory. It ushers people into power and glory dimensions in God. My soul longed for you, my flesh thirsted for thee, to see thy power and thy glory. That is servant of God, daughter of God, son of God. You want to see power like you have never seen before. You want to see manifestations like you have never seen before. Increase the praise dimension of your fast. Somebody say loud amen. These instructions you are receiving, you may not have heard it or read it. Neither have I. But I want you to apply it. You will see drastic things. Number three, specific, strategic, dynamic dimension of praise is praising in the night. We have heard of midnight praise. The first is praising with the sacrifice. The second is praising with fasting. The third is praising in the night. What is called a midnight praise in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29.
all the way to verse 30. You shall have a song as in the night, when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. Ay, 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 ay. Praising in the night. Acts chapter 16, verse 24 and in verse 25. The Bible said, 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. And at the same midnight, they sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. Somebody give the Lord a shout of victory. Give the Lord a shout of victory. How many of you know that you praise also on top of light? When you see light, you praise. I'm going to come to that shortly. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise. How many of you remember when Ola was released? And after we did the midnight prayer, I said, just go ahead and just celebrate and dance this song to this praise medley. Whether you do 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but many people couldn't do the 5 minutes. They went all the way to the 21 or 30 or 29 minutes and then came back again and again. That was a midnight praise. Am I communicating? Well, in the middle of the night, maybe the literal midnight, 12 midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., you just stood up in worship and you stood up in the praise and in the dance. Ah, yeah. These are spiritual mysteries that many don't consider, but are very dangerous in the camp of darkness. What is the impact of praising in the night? Number one, praising in the night connects man to the frequencies of divine instruction, direction, and revelation. It connects man to the frequencies of divine direction, instruction, revelation. Frequencies, highways of divine direction, instruction, revelation. Isaiah chapter 30, we saw it. Verse 29 to 30. Second, praising in the night unleashes the manifestations of the power of God. He said the Lord shall show the lighting down of his arm. Praising in the night releases the hand of God for action. The Lord shall show the lighting down of his hand. Thirdly, praising in the night releases judgment in the camp of the enemy. He said the Lord will show the indignation of his anger. Anger in the camp of the enemy. It releases divine judgment and vengeance in the enemy's camp. There are witches that could be buried, that will sleep in the night and not wake up because we were praising in the night. All that is Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. Isaiah 30, 29 and 30. And fourthly, praising in the night combined with praying is key to the opening of prison doors
When you praise in the night, and that is combined with praying, like we saw in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, it opens the prison doors. Somebody say a loud amen. I announce to someone here today, every door the enemy has kept you in, I declare the doors are opening right now. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. How many people are receiving anything at all right now? Is anybody getting any direction? So the first one is what? Praising with sacrifice. The second one is what? Praising with fasting. The third one is what? Praising in the night. The fourth is praising in the spirit. Praising in the spirit. Praising in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit. And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. And I will sing with the understanding also. So there is a singing in the spirit. A singing with the spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 and 19. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. And be not drunk with wine, where there is excess. He said, but be filled with the spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 16. He said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. And spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Spiritual songs. Go on that keyboard a little bit. Worship in the spirit. Thank you, Adonai. Lift up your hand. Your hands and just whisper that name, Jesus. That's right. Amen. Jesus. That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power. Ghost. Receive his visitation. Receive his touch. Hey!
Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Saturate, infiltrate, penetrate, and emit someone's spirit here today. And let this become the beginning of something great. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat 1 minute. We'll take off on that frequency as you proceed. It is almost like praying in tongues with a melody. It is not just praying in the tongue, but singing the tongue. It will be spiritual songs at times that are wordless. What is the effect and what is the impact? Number one, praising in the spirit connects us with the frequency of mysteries, hidden secrets. God is giving you access to the realm of hidden secrets. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2, the Bible said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. So, you step into the realm of mysteries. Number two. Praising in the spirit connects with the frequency of inspiration. That is divine light, insight, or idea. It connects with the frequency of inspiration. In 1 John chapter 2 verse 20, say you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That unction is the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 9 to verse 10, he said, but as it is written, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Hear the deep things of God. Inspiration. Many of the songs that God has given me are received and written. Over 90% of them came at a frequency of inspiration. This kind of climate. It connects us with the frequency of inspiration. Number three, praising in the spirit ushers us into the realm of the fullness of the spirit. Fullness. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit. Kenneth Hagin says the word translated be filled with the Spirit says be being filled. Remain in the filled realm. Remain in the filled realm in the Spirit. And how are you filled? Be filled with the Spirit speaking to yourselves in Psalms. How do you get filled? Verse 19. How do you remain filled with the Spirit? By speaking to yourself in Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. That is, if you know how to praise in the spirit, you are not permitted to know spiritual dryness. That I am dry in the spirit. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like worshiping. I don't feel like doing this. It's not possible. I am talking to you from a practitioner's point of view, not from a lecturer's point of view. It's not possible. It's not possible. The fullness of the Spirit causes you to bubble over in spiritual songs. You bubble over and vice versa. And finally, praising in the Spirit grants us access to grace. It says singing with grace in your heart. That is Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. As you are filled with the Word of God, let the Word of God of Christ dwell in you richly. In all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. While you are doing this, you are singing with grace in your hearts. You can't lack grace. You can't lack ease. You can't lack speed, which are all products of grace. If you know how to praise in the spirit. Hallelujah. And so, praising with sacrifice, praising with fasting, praising in the night, praising in the spirit. Number five is praising with, in bracket, for revelation. Praising with or for revelation. What is the meaning of that? You saw something in the word. You just got a light you never saw before. You exploded in praise. Or you began to understand the implication of what God is telling you. That this is how your life is going to turn out positively. Because of you doing this. You began to dance first. Before you saw the results. Psalm 56 verse 4. He said, in God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Verse 10, in God will I praise his word. In the Lord, I will praise. That is, the word provoked the praise. Jeremiah 15:16, he said, thy words were found, and I did eat them. And the words was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. And you know that joy is the foundation for praise. Psalm 119 verse 162, he said, I rejoiced at thy word like one that findeth great spoil. Your word brought me so much joy as if I won lottery. I was celebrating your joy. Beloved, next time you saw something in the Bible like today, how many of you are seeing things today you never saw before? Next time you are seeing what you never saw before, don't just nod your head and scream. Papa Yedeko screamed, I found it. Celebrate it, rejoice it, praise it, and shortly we shall be praising. Somebody say it loud, amen. What is the impact of praising with revelation? Number one, praising with revelation grants access to greater and deeper light. Greater and deeper light and insight. Greater and deeper light. You will see things deeper than you ever saw. Mark chapter 4 verse 24. He said, and he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, more shall be given. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, it said, therefore with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. Somebody say a loud amen. So when you praise on top of revelation, you are positioned to see more. Number two, praising and celebrating God's word is proof of faith. And God moves where he sees faith. It's proof of faith. Psalm 106 verse 12, he said, they believed his word, they sang his praise. Then believed they his words, they sang his praise. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8. He said, whom have you not seen you love? In whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Once you believe, you must rejoice with joy unspeakable. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
So when you are praising that light, you are praising that, you are praising God for that revelation. You are moving God into action to make that revelation your reality. Did you hear what I just said? When you are praising God for that revelation you saw, you are moving God into the action of making that revelation your reality. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Somebody say amen. That is why some people have more reality than others. Because some praise, because they praise more than others. Say amen. If you don't have my praise, you can't have my products. If you don't have my celebration, you cannot smell my manifestation. Some people think we are playing when we are dancing. What happened to the man? I thought they say he's a doctor. Doesn't he have dignity? Why is he dancing and moving his leg like that? It is the movement of that leg that has made many cripples to walk. Even the cripples that were watching and moving, a child was watching me dancing in Lagos, paralyzed child. I was moving my leg, and that child paralyzed began to move his leg. Was on his feet, watching on television in Lagos. One day I said, look at me, I'm dancing. People, do you know the purpose of leg is dance? A paralyzed man was brought from Jos, Area 1 Church. He said, when he heard me, he said, the purpose of leg is dance. He stood up from his paralysis. He began to shuffle the leg by force, to move it to dance. He danced. Came out to the altar and danced. Paralysis checked back to hell. That's right. See my guy in Johannesburg moving his leg and dancing. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. A big clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Somebody shout power! How many of you have seen some light today you want to celebrate God for? Can I turn you loose in the next 10 minutes? Are you ready to dance like never before? And you wouldn't mind who else is looking at you. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Number six, and I have one more after number six, and then we are good. Number six, you will like that. It is called praising in, or in brackets, for the harvest. Praising in or for the harvest. When you sense that your harvest is due, what to do is praise. Hola, hola. Anytime you sense that your harvest is due, what to do is praise. Anytime you sense that your harvest is delaying, what to do is praise. Why? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 3. He said, thou hast multiplied, be part. The joy before thee according to the joy in harvest. Harvest is a call for joy. And I'm sure you know that joy is the basis for praise. James chapter 5 verse 13 said, is any merry among you? Let him sing. Is any excited? Does anybody have joy? Let him sing. So anytime you see joy, it is the kindergarten of praise. The joy according to joy in harvest. Listen, if it is not joy time, then it is not harvest time. If it is not praise time, then it is not harvest time. Psalm 67 verse 3 to verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Them. Somebody say them. Say not before them. Say not before them. Somebody say them. What is the meaning of them? Then. Then shall the earth yield her increase. They should not expect the earth to surrender increase until they have done what is before them. Somebody say amen. There are good givers, but bad talkers. Negative talkers, bitter people, murmurful people, so dry in praise. Outside of the church, you will never see them happy. No, that is not a way to live. Don't let the devil make you go through hell before you go to heaven. Am I communicating? Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. If you sense that your harvest is around the corner, what to do is to get it in by praise. I don't know how you sow, but God showed us how to reap. Psalm 126 verse 5. Whether you sow by happiness, or you sow by excitefulness, or excitement, they that sow in tears shall reap what? If you want to reap, what do you carry? Hey! Hey! I told you it is specific. It is strategic. Dynamic dimension. Just let the Spirit minister to you that your harvest is waiting and is delaying. Then you declare praise warfare. Therefore, you can't hold what is mine. I force it in by praise. See Joel chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. It gives us the reason for the dryness of many people. Be ye ashamed, O you husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field perished. What does it mean? The harvest was ready, but it was not harvested. So it perished. The harvest was ready, but it was not. You know how tomato will ripen until it will rotten and drop? You know how mangoes will just, how many of you have seen ripe mangoes until they spoiled up there? The harvest perished. Not that the harvest didn't happen. It happened, but it perished. Why? Verse 12. The vine is dried up. The fig tree languished. The pomegranate tree. The palm tree also. The apple tree. All the trees of the field withered because joy withered. Because joy, which is praise, is withered from the heart of the sons of men. If you like, be enjoying sadness. Sadness equals dryness. If you like, be enjoying gloominess. Gloominess equals glorylessness. If you like, be carrying long face. Long face equals long journey. if you insist that your face must be long, your journey must be long, no devil can cut it short.
Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Everybody around me is laughing all the time. See what those children said. The girl came to my, the little children, three of them, came to my office. I gave them sweet. Loved them. Gave them, yes, gave them pocket money. 18-year-old giving them sweet. Pocket money. The girl couldn't talk for 3 days. But they thought, they said, why can't my father love me like this? Just made them happy, made them excited. Just, do you understand what I'm saying? That's the kind of climate that all these my people here are enjoying around themselves on a perpetual basis. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I mean, let me tell you. It takes more effort to be sad than to be glad. The muscles you need to frown are about 3 times the number of muscles you need. You need more effort to frown face. Hey! Somebody stand up and celebrate for just 1 minute. Hey! Give the Lord a loud shout of praise. All right, take your seat. I'll turn you loose in a moment. I'll turn you loose in a moment. Now, what is the impact of praising in the harvest? I've given you an idea. When you sense that your harvest is due, you sense that your harvest is being delayed, you sense that they need to activate your harvest, you do it with praise. What happens? Number one, praise puts the earth under pressure to release withheld harvest. It puts the earth under pressure. Let the people praise the Lord. Then, not before then shall the earth yield. Yield means surrender, like surrender by force. I increase. It puts the earth under pressure. Under the pressure of release of withheld harvest. Number two, praise fertilizes and accelerates planted seed onto harvest. It fertilizes, it's like a fertilizer, it's like an irrigator. It fertilizes, irrigates, and accelerates planted seed onto harvest. The seed you have planted, you fertilize it, you irrigate it, and accelerate the harvest process. Jesus gave thanks and the loaves multiplied. That is harvest on the spot. In John chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. And finally, praise, and in bracket joy, is a sequel of harvest, of the harvest. A sequel. You know, the way you carry a sickle, you see, various things have different implements for harvest. If you need to harvest yam, at times you use the hoe. If you need to harvest rice, you use the sickle. In the realm of the spirit, praise is a harvest instrument. They reap with joy. They reap in joy. They reap with joy. Psalm 126 verse 5. This is what the Lord ministered to me as I prepared this song. He said, praise releases harvest angels into the harvest field. Your praise will mobilize a horde of harvesters. When you are praising, you are telling the angels, it is harvest time. Go forth and bring in the harvest. And today's praise, I announce and prophesy to someone, the praise we are going to praise this Christmas, 24th December morning, is going to bring bountiful harvest. How many of you believe that there is a harvest that is meant to come your way that hasn't come yet? How many of you are going to bring it in this morning? You believe you are bringing them in? Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, after praising with sacrifice, praising with fasting, praising in the night, praising in the spirit, praising with or for revelation, praising in or for the harvest. The seventh one is called praising in expectation. You have finished praying about whatever you are trusting God for, and you don't know what to do anymore. The next thing to do is praise.
What is praising in expectation? It is praising in between the petition and the manifestation. In between your asking God and your receiving from God, the gap, that gap is filled. Filling the gap, that gap is filled with praise. In between asking and receiving, in between petition and manifestation, you fill the gap with praise. Listen, praise is one thing to do when you don't know what to do anymore.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. It's one thing to do. It's one thing to do. It's one thing to do. Praise is one thing to do when you have done what you know to do.
And what will it result in? Three things and then we'll close. Number one, praising in expectation brings direction on the next course of action. When you are in expectation of answer, you have prayed, you have done what you know to do, you don't know what next to do. Praising in expectation brings direction on the next course of action. Any day we praise, direction comes. We saw how having a song in the night in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 and 30. We saw about 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15 and 16. When Elisha needed to prophesy and he brought a minstrel. Praising in expectation causes you to secure divine direction on the next course of action, especially as you don't know what next to do. Number two, praising in expectation brings divine involvement and participation. Divine involvement and participation. God inhabits the praises of his people. In the battle of Jehoshaphat, as they had done what they knew to do and began to praise God, God stepped into the battle.
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 and 23,
praising in expectation brings divine participation.
And finally, have I given you any scripture at all? Alright, I've given you some scriptures. Now, praising in expectation number three, it's a faith action that moves God into action. We read it already. Psalm 106 verse 20, they believed his word, they sang his praise.
I believe that God is going to manifest, so I'm praising him. In John chapter 6 verse 11 and 12, on the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, Jesus gave thanks in expectation. And God moved.
It's a faith action that moves God into action. Somebody say amen. In Romans chapter 5 and in verse 2. Now, praising in expectation, another word to call it is rejoicing in hope. Somebody say rejoicing in hope. Alright, look at that.
By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope. What I am expecting has not happened yet, but I am rejoicing.
I am dancing with baby cloth, rejoicing in hope. I am celebrating the husband that has not yet arrived, rejoicing in hope. Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20. Romans 4 and in verse 20. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Somebody say amen. The next 24 hours cannot expire until somebody's harvest has arrived.
If you were the one, your amen would have been the loudest. So what are those specific, strategic, dynamic dimensions of praise that will amplify your praise effect and produce drastic, definite, proven results? Number one, I want you to read it out with me. Number one, praising with sacrifice. Number two, praising with fasting. Number three, praising in the night. Number four, praising in the spirit. Number five, praising with or for revelation. Number six, praising in for the harvest. And number seven, praising in expectation. How many of you are about to step into some harvest? How many of you have a long expectation you are trusting God that will manifest right now? How many of you are trusting the Lord to turn around your captivity? Will you stand upon your feet in a shout of praise? A loud shout of praise. The loud must shout up praise. Hallelujah. Who had something today? Please, many times we come to church, we take notes. And on a service such as this one, you hear things you have never heard together before. You may have heard about praising and sacrificing, but all of this together. I want you, when you go back home today, to document actions. The actions you will take today, not tomorrow, today. And the ones you will take for the rest of your life. On the basis of this message, I want God to help me to begin to do this kind of thing for the rest of my life. You document that. And you see a change of story. For the next 10 minutes, I want somebody to dance as if you are the only one in the church. I want you to dance as if there's nobody by your side. And if there is anybody by your side and is not dancing, it doesn't matter. But what you are looking for is different from what the other person is looking for. Can I tell you something? How many of you know the house of the local blacksmith in the village? What took people there differs. Some went to sharpen knife. Some it is hoe. Some it is local gun. Different level of matter. Don't ever let what took the other person there distract you. There are some that even came to see the fire. They didn't come for anything. Hallelujah. That is how we are in the church this morning. When you are moving like this, somebody is just standing and watching. What is wrong with this one? He doesn't know that you are looking for Pharaoh killing anointing. And you want the mantle to bury the Herod finally. And you are giving it all it takes. And maybe he doesn't have any Herod. And even if he has already surrendered to the Herod. Look at your neighbor, say, I don't know why you are here. And I will not be moved by how you move. Everybody should move their own move. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them I want to celebrate God. Now listen. In the course of this celebration, if you have a testimony still, somebody will pick it, a testimony that you have not taken. Let's go in celebration. Are you ready? Let's pray. connected around the world. I see God giving us a change of story. We have received an instruction such as we've never received before. We are about to see a manifestation we have never seen before. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Just lift your hands. answered very well. Put your hands high. In Jesus' precious name, lift the hands higher. At this frequency of praise, I see an intervention in someone's trouble. I see the prison door open. I see direction. I see the harvest. I see the termination of the delay. I see the change of story. Lift your hands high. Free your hands and lift it higher. Oh, your name is holy. Lift your hands high. I'd like you to receive something from Jehovah today, a Christmas gift, a delayed harvest, a healing, a deliverance, the opening of a prison door. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice. And place that hand on your head as you scream, I receive. Father, let it drop. Father, let what you have today drop. Let the story change. There are people here today who are saying, I don't have even what to celebrate in this Christmas. I don't have any cause to rejoice. No, you have a cause to rejoice. The Bible says, to him that is joy to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. You have a cause to rejoice. You have a cause to rejoice because let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Lift your hands. And if you rejoice now, he will give you a greater cause for celebration in this season. Lift your hands high. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice and place a hand on your head and blast in tongues. Father, let it be. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive at the top of your voice and place your hand on your head. Let it be in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. That garment of sorrow is set on fire.
Amen.
It's a season of celebration. A season of feasting. Not a season of sorrow. Not a season of pain. Not a season of calamity. Every contrary garment the devil has put on your body, I declare them set on fire right now.
Amen.
Every distracting pain, distracting urinary condition, distracting diabetes, distracting migraine, distracting hypertension, distracting lower back pain, distracting flank pain, I declare them arrested right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every distracting arthritis, today is your end. Distracting peptic ulcer disease, today is your end. Distracting lump in polyp in the nose, lump in the breast, today is your end. Blurry eyesight, today is the end of it. Eyes are cleared.
Amen.
Ears are hearing clean and plain. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, thank you. And thank you for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name. With your hands and giving the praise, you believe something happened to you. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout through the Lord with a voice of triumph. And then you might be seated.
Because your name is holy. Holy.
Give the Lord a bigger clap of hand. Take your seat.